Do you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are here to do something wonderful with your life? Do you feel that call deep inside you to bring your sacred healing gifts and transformational knowledge to the world around you? Do you want to feel inspired as you build your business doing your beautiful work? Do you want to learn how to build a successful spiritual business? Well then, you're invited to listen in to the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show, where we explore how fun and easy it can be to build a strong, abundant business while at the same time staying deeply connected to the divine using your intuition, your own sixth sense. Join the irreverent Reverend Ann Presswell as she and her guests explore the many ways you can build a deeply connected, authentic, powerful spiritual business making money without feeling like you've sold your soul. You are here to get your gifts out to the world in a powerful, abundant way, and your people are waiting for you. Let's help them find you. Now, here's your host, Reverend Ann Presswell.
Well, hello, 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 Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Presswell of Divinely Intuitive Business, and I want to welcome you to this call. We have a great guest here today. We're going to have fun talking about how you can manage your health as you build your business, because this is such an important topic. But before we go into bringing Amy onto the call, I want to say hello to my producer, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi, Anne. I'm great, thank you. I'm very pleased that we're doing this fabulous topic today. I think it's so important, isn't it? So we're so lucky with our guests, aren't we? We just get the most fabulous guests, yeah. So
really,
yay,
fun.
Go us. Go you.
I want to also say hello to Louisa, who is my right arm. She's in the chat room. Hi, Louisa. And I want to pull a card for today, an angel card. But before I pull the card, I also want to just ask us to take a moment and get connected to our heart-centered, that beautiful part that connects us not only with the divine, but connects us with the world. We are here. We are deeply connected with one another. Every thought that we have goes out from us. And those who are, you know, that we're thinking about, they receive our thoughts. So we want to be very aware of how we are thinking about people, what we are sharing with the world, our thoughts, because our thoughts do indeed create the reality that we see. And so we say thank you, thank you, thank you. For the guidance that we receive today, for the connections that we have, for the love that we experience and the awareness that we have, we are so grateful. Today's card is the Rich Relationships card, which is perfect for what Amy is going to be talking about, which is really, in essence, our relationship with our bodies, our relationships with ourselves. But this is also relationships with those around us, the relationships with the world itself, our relationships with our thoughts, our relationships with everything. So the affirmation is, my business is divinely guided, and it touches many lives. I connect deeply with the world around me. And we will have a picture of that card on the Divinely Intuitive Business page, as well as the event page in Facebook, both of them. So thank you very much, everyone, for being here. Today's guest is, sorry, my cat just sort of slipped and fell a little bit, so I'm just like watching her and trying to speak at the same time. All right, today's guest is Amy Lundberg. Amy Lundberg is someone I know personally. She is the holistic lifestyle fitness coach. She's not my coach, but she is someone whose work I know very well, and she helps women end the struggle with overwhelm, with exhaustion and yo-yoing weight. She helps them move from feeling depleted and stuck to energized and vibrant, because she teaches all of these different holistic therapies to help them do that. She shares how to be self-nourishing, How to Be a Vibrant Woman, who plays and dances, moves joyfully and energetically. And we all need that. She's a wife and a mother of four herself. So she's, and her kids are all young. Not, you know, they're under, they're still at home, in other words. So she's taught because she teaches from a place of knowingness, where she came to this awareness herself, how she had to manage her own health. And I can't wait to hear more about it. You know, one of the things that a lot of people are talking about right now is adrenal fatigue, and we're going to get into some of that, how we can avoid a lot of that, especially as we build businesses, because so many of us are nourishing others, but we're not nourishing ourselves. And I can't wait to hear what Amy has to say about that. So first of all, welcome, Amy. I'm so excited to have you here. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited too. This has been, this will be fun for me to speak in a different, to your audience and share. I'm looking forward to it.
Wonderful. So I know that you're going to be talking about how to recognize and reduce your own internal stress so that you can replenish your adrenals, which of course is going to replenish your energy, and how to reduce your overwhelm. So let's talk about, first of all, I'm interested, let's just go straight into it. I know that pretty much everybody knows what overwhelm is, right? So let's talk about, what's your tweak on overwhelm? Tell us about your vision and your experience of overwhelm.
Oh, yeah, you want to get right into it, Anne. No stepping around.
I'll tell you, that's one of the number one things I hear from people is, I'm overwhelmed. And
yes.
I get it.
Yes. And I am so into second chakra right now, which is feeling your feelings, really feeling. And the overwhelm thing is just huge right now in my life. So I'm working on practicing what I preach. And it's just a reminder, because I don't think we kind of dive into overwhelm and we come out, and it's an ebb and flow of it all. But what I share with people is that they, like, I'm so overwhelmed. Overwhelm actually is not a feeling. And when I first learned that, I was like, what? What are you talking about? Of course, I totally feel overwhelmed. I know exactly what overwhelm feels like. But actually, overwhelm, I was trying to find a way to make a picture of it. But it just, it's like just this big black ball of a variety and a ton of different emotions. Mm. And overwhelm can be a combination or one or other or just one, but it around sadness, anger, frustration, irritation. And we kind of have these emotions come from like we're a three-year-old, actually. So not that we want to admit that sometimes we want to stomp our feet and go and just, you know, say I'm a three-year-old, but some of it is emotion comes from the age three on up. And we come to that place. So when I am working on overwhelm and I'm working with my clients on overwhelm, I'm like, okay, dig a little deeper. What is it you're really feeling? What is it? And it really does come into sadness, anger, frustration, or irritation. And it's an accumulation of some of these feelings. And that's where the overwhelm comes. And so you need to, I advise, I even look at it myself, of what is underneath the true emotion with the overwhelm, and anxiousness, frustration, fear. And where I come from, and I work with, and I think it's a lot of, and you may run into this too, Anne, is a lot of it's from, like, as women business owners, I like to profile my people as, I kind of look at different profiles of what women fall into. And business owners that come from a place of overwhelm and adrenal fatigue come from a place of knowledge achievers. And they have that sense of anxiousness, fear, frustration, sadness is really coming from a place, and the underlying it all is a deep belief that maybe I'm not good enough, smart enough, know enough, and a judgment from others. If I am this, how is it going to look upon others? And many of us have worked on ourselves to kind of understand that, but we still kind of ebb and flow back into it. So if we understand that if we're overwhelmed, first step is what is the actual emotion you're feeling, and then what is the belief underneath it, and just bring that up to consciousness. Am I making sense?
You are. You're totally making sense. It's, you know, there's so many different points there that I want to, like, you know, it's like, which tangent shall we jump off onto?
Yeah, I know.
Like,
sorry.
Great example, and that's one profile. So, and I know that a knowledgeable achiever is not my profile, so which is interesting, having been, Reese Thomas told me. when you and I met at that event and mm-hmm. Reese and I talked, he was like, yeah, you're I forgot what it is, it's the same as Margaret, what is that,
charismatic leader,
yeah, the charismatic leader. And so for me, there's a part of me that doesn't care that much what other people think. I mean, I do to a degree, but mm-hmm. you know.
And I, yep, and I'm just sharing one profile.
Yeah. So all right, since I'm interested in me, let's.
Okay.
How would overwhelm show up as far as beliefs for me? Like it's more like, for me, it's like I haven't had time to either process or too many things coming at me, but what is the belief? I'm supposed to handle everything and take care of everybody, or I'm supposed to manage all of this, or what?
Mm-hmm. Well, you strike me, Anne, as a charismatic leader team player.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Charismatic leaders have a little bit of all the profiles in us.
Okay.
So, so for you, you strike me as team player because, charismatic leader team player, because you love to serve your people. You adore your people.
I do.
And if any one of us or anybody needs anything, you will make sure that you can do the best you can for them. And
let's put the butt in here.
Okay.
Until there's a point at which I will go, you know what,
Yes. But you've worked on yourself to build that boundary.
Okay, because I was thinking before I got on the call today, one of the things that I'm in right now is, like, I'm tired of, like, giving to everybody. Like, I'm like, okay, I need to go take care of me and go do some swimming and just, like, go manage my own personal world rather than taking care of everybody else, you know, because there's that point at which I'm like, I've had enough. And I would think that that would be a pretty healthy boundary.
Yes. And some, you have to, what I would say for the listeners is to check in with your people pleasing, because people pleaser is the defense of a team player. And as business owners, you have to look at what's the underlying belief with the people pleaser.
Okay.
You know, when do we say enough's enough? When do we say no? How comfortable are we at saying no? How comfortable are we putting a stop at saying, like you just said, okay, I need to take time for me.
Yeah.
You know, before I get into overwhelm, before I get into catching
yeah,
cold.
Before I run away from the whole business and say, forget
and,
it.
Yeah, and run away. And, you know, I love to run away. Charismatic leaders, we like to isolate ourselves a little bit.
Oh, totally. Yeah,
and
well, I think that's
yeah.
how we recharge, right?
It is, but sometimes when we're in overwhelm and you check in yourself, we isolate that we, like, drop everything. And, like, for me, my isolation is movies. I love to watch movies, and I have to catch myself because all of a sudden I'll be watching 2-3 movies. I'll be watching a movie in the middle of the day if I have time. When I get into overwhelm, I break away. To recognize your patterns will help you know when you're in your own defense. And you have to just take time. I mean, one of the things I suggest is doing the emotional journal, is when you are feeling something rising in, to actually go and write it out and what it is you're feeling. And recognize, you know, what is the actual emotion? Where do I feel it in my body? You know, and then process through it. You know, either one of the things I share with them is EFT, and you're a big tapping fan, you share tapping, is just tapping through, just talk and tap, or I call bitch and tap. mm-hmm. and let that through. Or bioenergetic movement, where you literally are stomping on the ground and pushing and saying no and marching and stomping and processing. Because it is an example with me just the other day. I had such anxiety. I was like, I have to move this chi energy through me. It's stuck right in the gut. Mm-hmm. And the gut is where we hold the sadness and frustration, grief. Even sadness in the stomach, grief in the gut, frustration and stress in the liver. So it's all in the solar plexus, second, third chakra area. And you'll get a sense where if you really tune into your body, where you're feeling it, and you'll feel that sense is just not going away. So sometimes tapping will work. Sometimes when I really feel that anxiety coming up, I'll stomp. So I will just stomp, just press my heels down and march and get those arms moving and just scream, no, no, no. And I like look at my house and make sure all my windows are shut and no one can hear me. My kids are gone. And I will just shout, no, 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 no. And then I hop up in the air and press my hands up to the sky with my fingers wide open and say, yes, 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 and I'll do maybe 30 seconds. I'm out of breath. I get out of breath. It's almost a workout. But the more I press into my no, the more that energy flows out of me, because when I'm really anxious, I can really demand a no. I can really stomp hard. I can really scream no, no, and I literally feel it, the difference in me.
This then is really the little three-year-old coming in.
It
you
really
know,
is.
Having...
It really is.
Because they know how to move through it, you know. They can
do.
Move through the energy very quickly, whereas we just hang on to it, and that's
yeah.
what's problematic. Okay, so what do you think causes stress for women? I mean, let's do business owners, since this is a business radio show. So what do you think causes stress for business owners?
I think it goes back to your beliefs. Like I mentioned, knowledgeable achiever. If you really feel that you underline it all, not good enough, not smart enough, you will go and educate yourself more. You'll get more certifications. You'll find a client that asks a question of something you don't know, and then you feel like you got to learn it. Am I on track here? Do you recognize this pattern since you work with business women?
Oh, with some, yeah, with some, yeah.
Yeah,
some.
And so I really think that puts a lot of stress on us.
Yeah.
And that would be one way. Another way is the people-pleasing. If you're in your business and you're like, oh, I could do this for this person, and then you feel that might not be enough, and so you'll add on, what more can I do for that client, for marketing. What can I could do this and this and this. I could like Facebook on this. I could LinkedIn on this. I could do a video on that. And then we get into overwhelm and stress.
Totally overwhelmed just listening to that.
Yeah.
Like,
totally. So
no.
It's like, oh, my clients, well, so my half my clients love this type of social media. Half my clients like this kind of marketing. I connect here, I connect there. And you're all over the board trying to please.
Oh, my gosh. And what,
okay?
You know what? And I ask myself then is, well, what do I like to do? And then it's like, okay, I'll do that, you know, because I'm just not going to go into trying. That's the people pleaser that you're talking about, which I totally,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and that will
that.
Be, that will
and
be
then,
crazy to do
yes.
that. Yeah.
And then there's the poor me. The emotional intelligence profile will go into the poor me, and the poor me is like, oh, my God, everybody else is getting it all and figuring it out. Why can't I? Okay.
I don't have that. I do not have that. I just don't. I'm like, yeah, okay, that's nice, you know.
No.
It's so funny. But I have heard that one. I really have heard that one. Yeah. That's so good. Thank you.
So you get into the poor me, and you're like, oh, my God, everyone's doing all of this. I can't keep up. I mean, I was in that one. Social media. I mean, I've been on Facebook since the beginning. And then it got into Twitter, and then it got LinkedIn, and I just said, enough is enough, and I dropped completely out of it. Nope. And then I used to have my own radio show. I was just telling you, 10 years ago, I had my own radio show. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, look at how advanced the radio shows have gotten.
And
all the marketing and all this. And we got Skype even. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I mean, I can totally get blown overboard. And I can, the poor me goes into isolation like I did and said, you know,
I totally get
forget it. I'm
Instead of doing this. Yeah, see, and this is where what I, you know, I've been looking at this because my platform is fairly broad, and I'm starting to just look at, you know, where are we spending time that we really don't need to? Where is it, you know, where's the return on investment? Should we eliminate and close in, like close in the ranks, if you will, and decide where do we want to really spend the time, the energy, because where's the ROI, right, the return on investment? So that then becomes
and then all
from
of
a
this is
strategic, right?
Yep.
And balancing method of doing the marketing and the social media marketing, because it really can get this like crazy. Just
and I would call that prioritizing.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. It was like boundaries. Like, yeah, oh hell no, we're not doing that anymore. And that's not, you know, and it's like, oh, let me go over and play on Pinterest. I'm like, you know, like, all right. So, but see, this is the thing, and I just want to say this about strategizing as far as your business is concerned, because this is so important. When you're learning marketing, you want to focus on three main ways to market. And I know we'll get into it, but this is also, it's perfect in alignment with what we're talking about here. Three main ways to market, get those systematized, and then you can add more. Like the ones that work for you, that you like to do, do them, get them in place, and then add more. But don't be adding like 20 different things because you'll make you nuts and you will feel overwhelmed and you will never get anything done and you'll be like spread so thin that nothing works. So really, one of the things is, really, what do I like to do? What's working for me? How do I shine? And how can I create that system so that it becomes things are moving smoothly, moving easily now? Okay, those are in place. Now we can add in one or two more. Okay, good. Now let's, you know, tweak and work all of those. All right, now let's add in another one. So it's, you know, it really does become strategic and it becomes boundary. You know, it becomes really like reducing the overwhelm just by understanding, too, you don't have to do it all. You're not supposed to do it all. I don't have videos on YouTube, and that's like one of the hottest things going. I've got, you know, maybe five or something, you know. So it's, you know, you have to figure out what are the right ones for you.
And then I would say, where are you feeling it in your body? If you're doing something and you're starting to feel like, is this right, feel in your body. Am I feeling anxious? Am I feeling joy? Am I excited about it? Am I like apprehensive but wanting excited at the same time? Am I extremely frustrated? Where what do I feel and where am I feeling? And that will also be your inner guidance. I say connecting to your soul to guide you to what is best for you, that you that matches your essence.
Yeah,
so that you are not closing that whole chi energy piece to your people, to connect to your people. Does that make sense?
And that's why I said do what you love doing, which is, you know, to me that's the same thing. What are you feeling in your body? Do you love doing it? It's not a should. Like I've got all kinds of shoulds about being on YouTube, right? But I'm like, yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. You know, and maybe I will add that in at some point, but right now it's not a high enough priority. I've got enough on my plate to manage. So it's, you know, really think about, are you coming from a should or are you coming from a, wow, this really lights me up and turns me on? Like you said, the chi energy, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and I like people, and I would say, just to follow up on that, check and see how many times you're saying a should, because that, again, defense of a knowledgeable achiever is rule keeper. I should do this because that is where everyone else is doing it. It's, you know, I'm hearing that's where all the, you know, how to best meet the people. And if you should yourself a lot, that will also drive to overwhelm because you're a rule keeper and that causes self-criticism. Because when you say I should be doing this, I should be doing that, and then you're not, you're self-criticizing. And when you get self-critic, you got a high critic in you, that will also drive that stress, internal stress. And that internal stress is going to affect those adrenals.
So thank you for that, because that's where I want to go. What is adrenal fatigue, and how do we know if we've got symptoms or signs of adrenal fatigue?
Adrenal fatigue is where, how I like to describe it is, we have a thought that leads to a feeling. And some people say feeling leads to thought. Either way, you are going to have a feeling. And that feeling will always have a hormonal reaction. You'll always, whatever feeling, it'll cause a hormonal reaction through the body. So what happens with us, I always say us women, is we will have a thought or a feeling. A feeling will cause a hormonal reaction. If our feeling is tired, fatigued, stressed, and stressed is, again, umbrella of feelings. Overwhelm is an umbrella of feelings. You dive into what the feeling is. But it will hit the hypothalamus in the brain. The hypothalamus will then trigger go to the pituitary, and the pituitary then goes into the adrenals. That's the HPA axis, it's called, for those that want to kind of know a little bit more detail. But what you are hitting the hypothalamus is also addressing the cortisol, which is your stress hormone. It's your fight or flight. And in the days, our fight or flight, we were meant to run or we were meant to fight. But when we get an email that stresses us out, or we get a phone call that stresses us out, or we don't meet a deadline that stresses us out, we are not going to fight physically or run away physically. We are going to sit and stew. So what happens is, since we are not actually moving, literally moving, that cortisol goes through the pituitary to the adrenals, and the adrenals are asked to put out all this cortisol. This cortisol then will go in, is meant to go into the muscles to run or fight. But since we're not, it will go into the fat cell. It's not going to waste all this energy with the output, but it will go into the fat cell. So when we are under stress, we are constantly, it's a slow drip. If you imagine a leaky faucet where it's a drip, 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 that's what we're doing all day long. If we're in overwhelm, if we're stressed, if we're not meeting deadlines, whatever it is, if we're not good enough, smart enough, we keep compounding ourselves. If we're constantly saying we should, I should do this, I should do that, or whatever, if we're constantly kind of putting that pressure on ourselves, if we've got a strong self-critic, if we have a strong people-pleaser, if we have a strong caregiver, within us, we are constantly putting ourselves in stress, and that is causing this feelings that is a slow drip. And then we will go ahead and have that process happening, and then that's where we'll get the muffin top, we'll get tired, we'll get fatigued, we might have high blood pressure symptoms, we might have brain fog, blood sugar imbalance, maybe easy to muscle soreness a little bit easier. We go into isolation. We wake up at 1, 3 a.m. in the morning and wondering why, or we can't go to sleep at night, or we can fall asleep. We have great night's sleep. We wake up in the morning and we're dead tired again. We're still dead tired. And we have to have that coffee or that energy drink to stimulate us, to get us going. And what happens is, if we're dead tired or just tired in the morning and we stimulate ourselves with caffeine drinks by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we have, we're go. We're, you know, we got, we're maybe needing that, caffeine again. But what happens is by 10 o'clock at night, we're wired. We're tired, but we're wired at the same time. And it's just a huge cycle that happens if we're not taking care of ourselves. That cortisol is a constant drip. We get tired. We're meant to go to sleep, have good night's sleep, feel rested in the morning. But with that constant drip, that constant cortisol being pumped into the body to fight or flight, then we're always tired in the morning. It's one of the biggest symptoms.
Okay, and so how do you resolve it? Aside from, like, just always like being aware of every single thought, feeling that you have, which frankly you can't. You just can't. You know, who has time? That would be, you know, be navel gazing all day long, right? You cannot do that. You have to. There's stuff you got to do. What,
so
you know,
sometimes
you've got kids and you know whatever it is. So how do you let's give some steps for people to be able to at least help themselves a little bit. I know that you know working with you is going to be a whole different story than you know, but this
for today.
Frankly, that was depressing what you just said. It was like, oh, my God, you know, how am I ever going to be able to think of every single thing and always be positive and always think, you know, like, that's not going
to
happen.
It's important to understand that I think the number one issue with women is we numb out. We just ignore it and we plow through it no matter what. And that just gets us deeper and deeper into trouble. That by the time we retire or we're in our later 60s or that's when the big health issues start to happen. So if we don't take care of ourselves now and we don't deal with it, it may sound depressing, but you have to still deal with it. Otherwise, it's just gonna be a hidden problem where we numb out and we just plow through and we just ignore it. And that's easy thing to do because it's really not... It, you know, being too tired, not having enough energy, but still being able to do the things we want, but it's not very fun, we still can do it. We're still able to do it. It hasn't caused us a huge health issue. It's just more of a very strong annoyance. Does that resonate, hopefully?
Yes, it does.
I kind of get firm on that. So one of the things I say is you're probably depleted in minerals. So magnesium is important to add. Vitamin C, vitamin D3, and a good probiotic. Fish oil if you haven't already started. These are the top easy-to-do supplements to do. In the morning, do some type of movement. If it's just marching, if it's just some type of 30-second to a minute minimum of movement. If it's just some easy jumping jacks, if it's going up and down your stairs a little bit, with intention, do some movement. During your day, if you can at least start out, put a timer on your computer, on your watch, on your cell phone, something as a reminder to just take some deep breaths, because the breath work it overtakes the emotion. So even doing some breath work, and I know I have so many people that eye roll about, oh, this whole breathing thing. Everyone says to breathe, but it really has a very powerful impact on the body. I say when we're stressed, when we're numb, I say you're inside, you're like on fire. But with the breath work, you're totally dousing it with water.
Well, and, you know, when I swim, it is a good 40 to 45 minutes because I swim about 3/4 of a mile. So it's like it's consistent laps, and it's, for me, swimming is all about the breath. It's all about the rhythm. It's about, you know, I come up out of the water, take a deep breath, and I release it back in and come up out of the water. It's just a movement. It's so that, and I know how I feel when I, it's not just about the stretching and about the movement, but it's also about the breath. There is something so magical that happens with the breath work. And I wouldn't say to everybody go swim, you know, like that, unless you love swimming. But that really does make a huge difference, no question at all.
It does.
The more frequently I swim, the better off I am, you know, seriously. The less I swim, you know, I get a little more, you know, cranky, a little tired, a little more, you know, whatever, because I haven't moved it all out and I haven't gotten that breath.
Exactly.
That, yeah.
I would say yoga, if people aren't swimmers, yoga, tai chi, qigong, get into those type of movements. Let's see. Also, like I said, the nutrition people, and I would say do one thing to improve something in your nutrition.
Thank you for saying this. Thank you, because so many people go, okay, I'm going to do all of it. They stop because they don't. Again, it's like the marketing, right? You take one thing or three, whatever, begin to work it, get it to where it's a sweet spot, it's comfortable, you've moved it, you've integrated all of that, then you can do another one, right? So it's the same thing with your body, mm-hmm. same with the food, same, you know, same thing with this whole approach. You don't take it all at once. It's a piece at a time.
And like my tagline I say is nourishing practices for body and soul. It is. It's what can you do one thing to nourish yourself and make it a practice. So if you do one thing different in your breakfast, that's a practice. Mm-hmm. If you do one thing of just getting some simple movement, even if it's 30 seconds, like I just demonstrated the explained the bioenergetic movement, if you just did that for 30 seconds to a minute on a daily basis, or if you just did the breath work, just one thing that you put into practice that nourishes you.
And you know,
make
I think
a difference.
That something like the supplements is an easy thing to integrate. That plus breath work would be a perfect, or the movement, the 30 seconds to 1 minute movement. And that's because by the time you do that for 1 minute, you're actually wanting to do more. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. You feel good.
Yeah, you do.
But if you start to think, oh, I don't have 10 minutes, I don't have 30 minutes today, then you just drop it. And I'm like, no, just try 30 seconds.
That's so true. And that's exactly why I don't go swimming all the time, because like, oh, my God, it's going to take so much time. Oh, I need to do all these other things. You know, it's like, yeah, swim. No.
Yes.
It's so good. So true. Yeah, that's
so
good.
Yeah, and then I do, if you haven't noticed, related to any of the adrenal symptoms, we know we started with the profiles and what our defense is and how we kind of get into overwhelm. You know, I would take a look at, I know we say, who has time? But when you're really overwhelmed, you really have an anxiety, you just feel so stuck, you feel so depleted, you feel like crying because you just don't know where to go. Write it out. I'd write that emotional journal out and just spill it out somehow. Either talk to a girlfriend that will just sit and listen, or to write it out. Mm-hmm. But I believe that is one of the most powerful things, is to not internalize it, but to get it out. And if it does need to take some time to do it, you got to do it.
Mm-hmm. No, that I agree 100%. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. I was making notes here. Okay. So, you know, it's interesting. What I see a lot of people dealing with, and this could be because I'm overweight, but I see people talking about losing weight, right? Losing weight. I want to lose weight. Why do women focus on losing weight and instead of dealing with the root issue? Why do you think that is? Because you work with women all the time who are dealing with this.
I have come to the conclusion of doing this for 15 years. When we're not happy with something, we project it on ourselves, and the weight is the first thing that we notice. And so we just always say, if I just lose the weight, I'll feel better, I'll be happier, my husband will be more connected, I will be more able to be in a boardroom or at work or with my business, I'll be more comfortable in speaking up and getting in front of clients or going to a networking event or a speaking event. If I just lose the weight, then I will.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, it doesn't, I don't have that conversation, and I sometimes I feel like I should, but I don't. Mine is more of, I want to be healthy and feel good and look good. But looking good, you know, that's like, it's all relative.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an interesting thing, because I'm sure that people think, well, Anne, you should lose weight. And I'm like, yeah, okay, well, thank you. You know.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay.
And it's kind of comfortable with yours, but you're at a point, very comfortable with your spiritual, your emotional health, the physical. You're like, yeah, maybe I should. I'm pretty comfortable where I am. And I would look at, what is the physical root cause? Is it gut health? Is it thyroid? So many women have undetected thyroid. They go to their endocrinologist, they go to their family practitioner, and they just do the basic tests. And the basic tests don't show the whole story. So I do refer all my clients to a nurse practitioner that does holistic health or a naturopathic physician that will look at all the spectrums of the thyroid and do the blood work from there.
Nice.
So sometimes when we are trying to lose weight and it just won't come off and we get really frustrated and we feel pretty emotionally healthy, spiritually healthy, we feel like we're working in all the other areas of my life, but just this body just won't, I look at thyroid. I look at adrenal fatigue. Adrenal fatigue will put that weight on. And that's where I say women numb out, where they feel like they're doing everything right. But and adrenal fatigue isn't something you can go to the doctor and say, okay, I have adrenal. They'll look at, well, you can't sleep. Well, let's give you a sleeping pill. Let's give you a prescription for sleeping pill. Oh, you feel constipated. Well, let's look at that and give you something for that. They look at the symptoms, but they don't look at the root cause. And there isn't a prescription for adrenal fatigue, so they don't have anything to give you. And quite honestly, when you go to a doctor, in my eyes, I'm like, I'm not really wanting the doctor to tell me I have to go to bed by 10, I have to drop my caffeine, I got to do all these lifestyle things.
Right.
You're like, well, I'm paying you to give me something. I want something now. But in the end, what you're really wanting is more energy and to feel happier. And you got to look at the roots. So gut, adrenal, thyroid is some of my top three that I look at.
Interesting. All right.
Root cause.
Elizabeth has something. Elizabeth, go for it.
Hi. If anybody would like to call into the show with a question for Amy, the number to call is 646-668-2211. And you can also call in by Skype by clicking on the Skype logo above the poster. So the lines are open now if anybody would like to call in. Thank you very much.
Yeah, here's a really great chance to get some questions answered by Amy. She knows her stuff, that's for sure. Okay, so this is fascinating, Amy. This is really good. Thank you. When you work with women to improve their health, tell me your own philosophy on helping them, let's see, because usually people come to you with a complaint, right? They're like, I'm whatever, I don't feel good, or I don't have the energy that I want, or whatever it is. So they come to you with a complaint, and then your response, you come to them, approach them with a certain vision. Like for me, my vision for my for my clients is, how can you create a business that is sustainable, that is abundant, and that will support your lifestyle, that will support your values, who you are, and bring your gifts, your sacred gifts into the world, those that you feel called. That's my philosophy, right? But I stand so strongly in your business supporting that, that it not be that you work your ass off for your business, but rather your business and you have this beautiful balance, and the business supports you and you support it, right? It's a great relationship, this divine relationship between you and your business. So when they come to you, where do you come from when you start working with people? Like, what is the mindset or the, your vision for working with people? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's a great question, because I haven't looked at it that way, because when they come to me, in my mind, I'm like, they're stuck, depleted, or overwhelmed, and the symptoms are, no energy, unhappy, weight gain. They're not happy with the doctor. The doctor isn't prescribing them or giving them what they need. The tests are all coming out normal, but yet they still feel like crap. And so when they're coming with me, I'm like, I come from the philosophy, I guess, of, okay, we need to find what the root physical and emotional cause is. And we need to get you happier because, in feeling better about yourself, because in the long run, I want you to have a strong marriage. I want you, or with a partner. I want you to have great relationships. I want you to be the best mom you can be. I want you to be the best businesswoman you can be. And if you have an unhealthy body, you're just never going to be at your full potential. And I guess my philosophy is helping you educate and come to a conscious awareness of where you're at and what you can do, and really get you back into dreaming and setting out your goals from a place of joy and happiness and energy, and you feel like you see a light at the end of the tunnel, and you're actually going towards it and actually feeling the light enter. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, it does. Yeah, thank you for that. I'm just sort of digesting that.
That was kind of spur of the moment. It was a good, great question. I had to think about it myself, man. But I'm just like sat, like, where am I coming from when I sit? So that's my hope. I guess I internalized and I just brought it up to consciousness.
You know, Jules in the chat room just said she just filed for divorce after 30-year marriage, emotionally all over the place. I totally could get that. She'll be seeking employment, but she's got fears around it. I completely understand that. That's really, Jules, our heart is with you. Go, girl. You know, it's a whole new place for you to step into your power. 30 years of marriage, that's a lot. So what advice would you have for anyone at this point to just get started on the process of, say, okay, so I know where I'm coming from with this. Okay, so sometimes when we are in this situation, we're just in the space of, you're right, numbing out, right? It's like, I don't want to deal with that right now. It's sort of like the clutter that builds up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, there's a point at which you go, that's it, I'm taking care of this. And there's a decision that's made, and then you move forward. Before the decision is made is really the pain point for most people. It's like they're not quite fully ready to take action. How do you help someone move to that place where they're ready to start taking action? How do you get them inspired? Or how would you say, how could they get inspired? How could they inspire themselves to take that action? Do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah, and I would kind of, I'm trying to think of the exact questions I asked, but what are their hopes and dreams?
Mm.
Because you need to have something to be inspired towards or go in a direction of, and some people don't even know anymore. They've just given up such hope. So then I go back to, what did you love as a kid? What did you love to do as a kid? And like one woman comes to mind where it's four kids, overwhelmed, and she used to love to draw. So one of the things that I said is pick up your sketch pad again and just take an evening or some time and draw. And that was a whole new outlet for her that she just never thought she had time for. She had cysts in the body. It was all on her left side of the body, all her health issues. And that, to me, shared that she was kind of shutting down her femininity, her feminine side, her creative side, her spiritual side, what juiced her up. And so we needed to really get back to that. So when I talked to, and that was just in the discovery session, I was just, you know, just asking questions of getting people, her into what did she once love, when you get
right.
to the point where you don't know where to go anymore. And that, so she did, and it just totally revived her in a way, and she realized that she didn't have to close off that side of her and didn't realize how much she had closed off her creative side.
Nice.
So it's looking at hopes and dreams and what you wish for but just gave up on, Some people love the vacation. So someday it's like, where would you like to go, even if it was just an hour away?
Yeah.
Or into taking time for yourself, just really taking time. I'm thinking of Jules right now and just so overwhelmed and in fears. And this is her chance to, I feel, come out and shine.
Mm-hmm.
I feel she could tap a lot around the fears, but to really look at what does she desire? What has she put down that she could pick back up for her
yeah.
own self?
I mean, you know, it's funny because I remember when I went through, you know, my dark night of the soul and divorce and, you know, we were in the middle of trauma and all of that. One thing I really wanted was just to feel better. I mean, it just really, that just inspired me because I wanted to emotionally feel better. And I was looking for things that would help me feel better. And then there was a point at which I wanted to be able to earn money doing something that I loved doing. And then I, you know, piece by piece, I was led to that, you know, down that road to, you know, ultimately doing the healing work that I did and then now doing the work that I do. But it was definitely a process and definitely a listening to and asking that question, what is it that I really want? And what do I want my life to look like? And not going into the, oh, my God, it's so far from where I am right now, but just sort of like asking the question, having the courage to ask the question. Okay, all right, Elizabeth has let me know that we are at time. So I want to ask you to share what your gift is, because I know you've got some really fabulous gifts for people.
One of the things, they can just go to my homepage, and I have Energy Solutions, and it is my Take 10. It's just different ideas to just take a few minutes out of your day that can actually energize you and work you through the depletion. I know I have my own clients do these themselves, and within 2 weeks, they're sleeping better, they have more energy,
nice.
They are just calmer, more peaceful, just within 2 weeks of just taking just a few of these ideas that I have in the Energy Solutions e-course.
And that's where
that's,
I know.
That's at aimforfitness.com.
Okay, thank you.
This is the homepage, aimforfitness.com.
Nice.
And it's spelled out F-O-R, aimforfitness.com.
You might want to get, this as a business coach, you might want to get aim and then the number 4 and then redirect it to me.
I know.
Just saying.
If someone already has it, so that's why I have to
say
it.
Okay, and you also have a discovery session that you wanted to offer to the first 5, right?
Yes. If truly, if you are feeling stuck, depleted, and you just want someone to listen to and give you a little bit of structure or guidance, I am more than willing for Anne's listeners to do that for you. No commitment, no nothing, just that hour, 30 minutes to an hour, whatever you need, I'm willing to give you, because Anne is, I love Anne. I've worked with Anne. She's phenomenal. So the discovery session is yours for the first 5. Please take it up. And that is on, you go to aimforfitness.com/coaching.
Nice.
Or you can just get to the coaching tab on my website and fill out the questionnaire.
Nice. What
and
a wonderful,
I will contact
that's
you.
That's an incredible gift. Yeah. Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.
So, you know, first of all, her 10, I forgot what it was, 10 something?
Yeah, take 10. 10
take
simple 10. Steps, 10 short minutes.
Aimforfitness.com or her a discovery session with her, Reignite Your Spark discovery session at aimforfitness.com/coaching for the first 5. So that's huge. What a huge gift. I would imagine you'll be getting some requests.
Let me help. Whoever wants help, let me help you.
yeah, that's awesome. All right. So Amy, thank you.
You're welcome.
Really.
Thank you. This was fun.
It is fun, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
We have fun on the show.
I hope I made sense and connected with somebody out there.
You made total sense. You making made total sense. And actually, you know, I was thinking about a lot of what you're, you know, what you're talking about. And, you know, I got to go to the doctor yesterday, which was a lot of fun. And of course we have to do the blood work and all that sort of stuff, but like things are good. And I was like, well, I haven't been, you know, swimming as much. And he's like, why not? Like, well, I don't know. Yeah. You know, my reasons. Well, my cat's this and this, you know, I've been busy and all that. And he's like, well, when are you going to start? Like,
good for him. Good for him.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And then he says to me, the way you're doing this doesn't work for me. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, I asked you to come in here 6 months ago. I'm like, you did? I don't remember. It was actually kind of funny. Okay, I'll come in more. All right. Anyway, I do want to just say again, you're really awesome. It's just so much fun to hang with you, Amy. I adore you. And I've had the pleasure of working with Amy on her business for the last, I don't know, on and off for the last year and a half. So it's been really great to watch you grow into who you are now and seeing how powerfully you hold the space for what you do. It's very, very, very inspiring.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. All right. Our angel card again is the rich relationships. My business is divinely guided and it touches many lives. I connect deeply with the world around me. So every one of you here are powerful. You are divinely guided and you are being divinely guided into your ideal work, your ideal health, your ideal relationships. It's in your heart. And for it to be in your heart, there's also then the way to have it occur. Because it cannot be otherwise. If the divine puts it in your heart, the divine also makes a way. So referring back to what Amy said today, getting in touch with that part of yourself, what is it that I'm called to do? What do I feel called to do? That which brings you joy, that which brings you enlightenment and lightness, that which lights you up, do that, because that will bring you to your perfect world, your perfect work, your perfect life. Go now, take this information, bring it into your life and share it. Bring your light to the world because it needs you. Go get your divine on, everyone. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much for being here. Bye now.
This episode of the Divinely Intuitive Business Show has been sponsored by the Divine Business Club, the only place where divine intuitives like you can get proven business building advice on how to get your sacred gifts out into the world and make the impact and the money that you want to make for less than $1 a day. For more information, go to www.divinebusinessclub.com.